out here. But the Lord says that we must, while we're waiting, patiently, yes, we occupy while we wait, but we're still seeking His face. And we understand that the race is not given to the swift, or the battle to the strong, but them who endure to the end. We got to understand that, what the enemy is trying to stiff up, because if we only knew what the Lord had in store for us, there's no way that we would allow the enemy to remotely try and bring forth those allegations and accusations of the Most High, even before us. We would shut it down immediately, kill it on contact, because we know who the Lord is, and He knows who we are. And He says He is the one who had the seven spirits in His hand. And He says He had the seven spirits of God in His hand. And we went over that yesterday when we talked about it in Isaiah 11, chapter 2, where He has the Holy Spirit, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirits of fear of the Lord, the spirits of knowledge and understanding. Those spirits that are in operation. So surely you can't think He done all of this and took the keys of hell and death and the grave just to leave you where you are right now in your situation. We've got to pick up our weapons and fight the good fight of faith and endure to the end. And we thank God for that word. We're going to have our prophet come in and close out.
Amen. We thank you, Pastor, for being obedient to the word. We just have to be hearers of the word and just not be doers of the word. We've got to hear this word and do the word. And this is a lot of word to take in, and I know people's attention span is very terrible nowadays. You speak more than 25, 30 minutes, they are drawn away. But please listen to the message. Listen to the message. Jesus is trying to tell you something. Pay attention. Don't let the adversary put you to sleep with this instant type thing. Okay, I only can focus for because I have this and that. You don't have nothing. Stop letting people tell you you got this and you have this and you have this and you have that. No. Jesus is a healer. He can heal anything. And we start to believe these things that we have. I have this because there are. No. But it's important that we take this word, apply it to our life, and go forth. And the biggest, most powerful impact thing that Pastor said today is repent. And go back to your first works. Your first works, when you're not caught up in the tradition of man, of just doing works. No! Compel men and women to come to Christ. That's your first works. That joy that you had, that peace that you had, that zeal that you had, go back to that. Because that's what other people saw. And they were drawn to that. And the church of the whole need to go back to that. Your first love, when it's not about works. Oh, we're going to do what my name is going to happen. And this and this, and Tuesday, on this, and whatnot. No! Have a baptism. Have a service of anybody that wants to come to Christ. It's not just because of that. Anyone to receive the Holy Spirit, come on. Let them receive. First love, spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Let the Spirit reign. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe here in this year. Yes, thus saith the Lord. Yes, I see miracles, I see signs and wonders, and we should be moving toward that even more. This is not just something old. And I know we're going to cut off now because I know people right now, their attention span is gone, but we thank you for listening. Continue to listen, continue to do the will and purpose of Christ. We're going to have nuggets.